May is Better Hearing Month, and we have audiologist Doug Leonard in with us here this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about some of those important healthcare issues. These are quality of life issues that we talk about, things that sometimes we ignore until they become a real problem, and we probably shouldn't.
Yeah, you don't know what you can't hear when you can't hear. I mean, you know, these hearing loss issues generally, of course, occur over a slow, long period of time. You know, I was kind of compare that to my cholesterol. You know, I don't know what my cholesterol is unless I have a blood test. You know, we don't really know what our levels of hearing and how our hearing is in terms of whether it's normal or not unless you have a hearing evaluation. You know, people tell me all the time that they have normal hearing and then the objective results of the evaluation, you know, prove otherwise. So Better Hearing Month is just a time to raise awareness, basically, you know, to have people focus on adding hearing healthcare to their regular healthcare routine.
Sometimes we don't even look at it as a healthcare issue. We look at it as more of an annoyance. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't work like it used to, but that's just part of aging.
Well, again, yeah, and that's even if you recognize that you're having that problem. I mean, that's usually the best source of referrals for an audiologist or a hearing care provider is spouses or family members, kids. You know, they're the ones that recognize that mom or dad or their husband or their wife is not hearing very well anymore, and they're the ones that eventually nag them enough, I guess if you want to say it that way, to do something about their communication problem, come in and have a hearing evaluation.
Right. I suppose probably in a lot of cases, folks do need a little push sometimes from the ones they love to get them to move in that direction. But a lot of those issues have been resolved over time, too. You know, things like big, bulky hearing aids and stuff like that, it's not like that anymore.
No, it isn't. And, you know, really, even before we get into the idea of hearing instruments, I'd just like people to make having a hearing evaluation a routine healthcare thing for them. You know, we have our eyes checked all the time. You wear glasses, I wear glasses and contacts. I've probably had, 40 vision evaluations over the course of my lifetime. We have our teeth checked on a routine basis. But for whatever reason, we don't seem to include our ears and our hearing in that routine. And, you know, we don't typically, of course, suffer hearing problems maybe quite as early as we might vision problem. You know, I think I had vision trouble in fourth grade and needed to get glasses then. But, you know, as someone hits, you know, that magical number maybe of 40 or 50, certainly would be the time to go in and have that evaluation, get a baseline.
Yeah, absolutely. We should be thinking about those kinds of things. How important is that baseline? Is that something that's used then really throughout the rest of our lives?
It certainly is, Jim, because again, we don't really know what our hearing is without that. But, you know, if you have a baseline evaluation, maybe at age 40, and then you suffer some kind of a medical issue with your ears, you have an ear infection, you have a case of vertigo, you develop an acute onset of tinnitus, noise in your ear, you know, you're going to see your physician, they're going to maybe refer you on to an ear, nose, and throat doctor, who's going to in turn refer them to us. And we have something to look back on. Okay, back in, you know, 2014, this is where it was at. And today it's like this, you know, something's happened. And that gives them diagnostic information, hopefully to solve the problem you're having.
Yeah, well, so many different afflictions are tied to the ears. You know, the ear, nose, and throat folks, we sometimes tend to put more into the sinuses and sometimes more into the throat issues and stuff than we ever do to the other part of it.
It is. You know, hearing loss is such an invisible disability, really. It's not something you can see, you know, unless someone's treated their hearing. You know, and you referenced, Jim, the things that are tied to healthcare or hearing health. You know, there's a lot of research been done recently in the last few years, at least, about the connections or the correlations between hearing loss and the development of cognitive issues, whether it's dementia or Alzheimer's. This is not a direct causation thing, but they've definitely shown that there are a multitude of factors that can lead people to developing those cognitive issues more rapidly than they would normally. And hearing loss, untreated hearing loss, is one of those issues.
Sure. Well, and it's a quality of life issue. You don't have to live this way. So why would you want to continue in that direction? So kind of give us a run through. If I were to stop in now, because I'm over 50...
No, that's
a shock. I'm over 50, so maybe it's time for me to stop in and maybe get that baseline done or get that initial hearing check. What would I go through when I come in?
Well, you know, you're going to call my staff, and you know, it helps a lot if people can explain, you know, as a provider, you know, you kind of get a unique perspective on someone calls if they can explain what they really are trying to accomplish. You know, some folks, you know, they have a problem, they know it just hasn't been documented and evaluated yet, and they want to come in and find out how much their problem is, and then find out what we can actually do for them. So that might be an appointment that could take, you know, an hour and a half. Other folks just want to get that baseline. You know, they want to have a diagnostic evaluation. So what that would involve basically is coming in, we'd go through a little medical case history with them. Of course, they have to fill out a little bit of paperwork. and then take a peek in their ears, otoscopy, you know, see, make sure there's no external problems, nothing in the ear canal or the eardrum that looks unhealthy or needs medical follow-up. And then we're going to put them in the sound booth, and they're going to get in a quiet room. We're going to put some earphones in their ears, and we're going to evaluate their threshold, the level that they can hear specific frequencies, specific tones, to find out what their level of hearing is, whether it's normal, whether it's mild loss, moderate, severe, or profound.
A lot of things can affect that, too. You know, the job that we have, perhaps the external sources that of sound that we're exposed to. Sometimes we just are silly when we're young and wear our headphones and crank the music up too loud.
You even see kids these days. I mean, you go to the Y or they're at a school function or whatever, and they've got their headphones so loud that you walk by them and you hear that sound outside of their headphones. Mm-hmm. That's causing damage. And even if you're a 15, 16-year-old kid, eventually those things add up. You know, there are a lot of studies and research showing noise-induced hearing loss, would be from headphones with kids, developing at a lot earlier age. You know, some of the occupational things, the industrial exposures that we have anymore, have definitely been reduced because of the safety laws and those things. But, you know, we're introducing a whole other generation of people suffering from that because of the earbuds.
Sure. And I know you've kind of latched on to a little promotion that they did overseas, too. Was it 50 or something like that? Get your hearing test. 50 is kind of the time when, if you haven't before, you should really start thinking about paying attention to these issues.
Absolutely, yeah. So for the month of May, we have a campaign going. It's called Test Your Ears at 50 Years. And again, this is just an awareness thing. We are trying to get people to, at some point in that decade, from 50 to 59, make it a point to have a diagnostic hearing evaluation. Come in and see an audiologist or your hearing healthcare provider to have a baseline evaluation. Find out where you stand today. Not necessarily, of course, going to need any help. I hope this is a very successful campaign for the month of May, but I would truly envision that very few people that come in are going to need my assistance as far as hearing instruments go. But again, just getting a baseline and making sure that there's not some medical referral that they have that we need to send them on to, you know, for wax removal or ear infection or anything like that, but to establish that level of hearing that they have.
Sure. Just like anything else in our bodies, everybody's works a little bit differently. Everybody's lasts a little bit differently. They all function differently. We don't realize that with our hearing sometimes.
No, you know, and actually the groups of people that I find that are the most aware of what their hearing is like, what level they have at that point, are the folks that work in industry. You know, OSHA mandates that certain employers and certain number of people with different levels of noise exposure have routine hearing evaluations. It's a hearing conservation program. So there are a lot of smaller companies around in Atlantic and Carroll and other towns that I go to that have these routine screenings. Their employees will come in, we get their baseline when they join the company, and then we go back and look at their hearing every year. And so those are folks that are coming in, you know, again, for just a screening test, but they're coming in every year, and we get to take a chance to look in their ears and review what their hearing is and make sure that it's not changing because of their occupation or for any other factor.
Sure. Cost is always going to be a function of that, too. That's a function of everything, and it should be. Folks need to be aware of those kinds of things. But when they do walk into an audiologist to get some testing done and what have you, you know, talk a little bit about that. Is it affordable? Is it something that might be covered by insurance?
Yeah, well, certainly Medicare-age people. We are Medicare providers. A lot of audiologists are. So we can bill Medicare for hearing evaluation. The out-of-pocket cost, if a person doesn't have Medicare or chooses not to get a physician referral, is only $50. Now, you know, places charge different amounts of money, but $50 for a diagnostic evaluation, you're going to spend probably a half hour to 45 minutes in the office, is I think a fairly reasonable amount of money to pay. You know, you referenced our Test Your Ears at 50 Years campaign. That's even something for the month of May that we're going to do, that folks are in their 50s can do that for 50% off. It's only $25. But typically, even just a $50 evaluation, you know, you can spend a lot more money on that to get your oil changed, really. So having diagnostic tests like that is well worth it.
You bet. And if there are issues, the follow-up that starts then before it gets any worse down the road.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to make recommendations for folks. Most of these people coming in for their Test Your Ears campaign are not going to need help. But if folks do, you know, sometimes they only schedule a half hour. We just get that baseline, find out where they're at, and then they schedule a follow-up for a consultation. You know, you don't want people to feel rushed through this process. It's an intimidating process for people sometimes. They don't know what it's going to cost. They don't know what they need. They don't know. They've heard stories this and that and the other from their friends or neighbors. Every person's unique. Every person's different. And so you need to really find out what that patient sitting right in front of me, what they need.
And I'm sure there are plenty of folks who for a long time said, I'm not doing that. I don't need that. Are relieved at how much easier their life can be once they get that those issues taken care of.
It is. You know, having hearing loss, untreated hearing loss, is a stress. It's a strain. You know, you find yourself straining to be involved in conversations, whether, again, it's with your family or your coworkers or your friends. And, you know, people end up withdrawing from those interactions. You know, human beings generally are social. They like to visit. They like to talk. We spent 20 minutes off the air talking before we did this program. And, you know, people enjoy that interaction. When you have hearing loss, you aren't able to fully participate.
You bet. And nobody wants to be left out or left behind.
That's true.
You always want to be a part of the action. Very good. So stop on by and see your audiologist. If you don't have an audiologist, maybe you ought to make friends with one. It's not a bad place to be because you don't want to be the one left behind. Doug, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. And thanks for helping make these issues a little bit easier to deal with for folks.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, Jim. Thank you.